to the old me, scared and unseen. You're the reason I built this dream. Now I speak so others thrive. Turn my scars into sound. I come alive from the ashes of the breakdown. I don't run, I rise, won't back down. This is keep it real, keep it purpose bound. Every word a step, every truth profound. We don't heal in silence, we fight with grace, softness and defiance, lighting up this place.
Know your love language. Dr. Gary Chapman coined the term love language to explain how we express and receive love. I remember when I read that book, I was very taken back about what I want and what I want to receive and how I interact with my people in my business, how I interact with my friends, and how I needed to show my partner how I cared. So I'd like to recommend that book, The Four Love Languages, and learn about your language, what you speak and how you feel, and how you care about and show appreciation to someone. Now, there are four, and we'll start with the first one, quality time. Quality time is about spending time together, enjoying each other's company. People who need quality time crave alone time with their loved ones and want to catch up with them by having time alone where they can talk and bond. You need alone time if you find yourself constantly desiring to be with someone. Not just hearing from them or writing to them. You don't feel satisfied or happy unless you can be with the person or the people you love. So if you're displaying that, you know, need or that urge, your love language is quality time. Physical touch. Physical touch is showing love through hugging, cuddling, being intimate, or simply putting a caring hand on someone's shoulder. People who need physical touch want you to hug them. They want to cuddle at times, and always shows a public display of affection so that they show that they love you and just demonstrate their love for those they care about. You need physical touch if you feel lonely and lost when you have not been physically near a loved one. You constantly crave to be close to those you care about, and you demonstrate your love for them with hugs and massages and even sitting close to each other. Gifts. The love language of gifts does not require large or extravagantly expensive gifts. It can be in notes, CDs or DVDs or, you know, cards, flowers, donuts, cupcakes. These small gifts are tokens of love to the giver or receiver. People who need gifts feel validated when you spend money or time picking something out for them. Often, the saying, "It's the thought that counts," really applies here. You need gifts if you think or wait anxiously for holidays or birthdays to see what your loved ones might get you. Gifts are usually a big test in a relationship for people who speak the love language of gifts. Acts of service. Acts of service are acts of love when somebody performs an action for the other person. This can be cleaning, cooking, driving, or even doing an errand. By doing that act of service, the other person feels loved and shows love. People who need acts of service sometimes will ask their loved ones for favors or errands, not because it's easier, but rather because they need to affirm the other person's love. You need acts of service if you feel unwanted or unimportant. If someone does not follow through on a promise, or if someone doesn't do something you've asked, you are an act of service. Words of affirmation. Words of affirmation are verbal clues for others to express how much they love and care about someone. Words of affirmation can also be compliments and reassurance that confirm the inner love in an outer way. People who need words of affirmation need to hear from other people they love them frequently, and to feel the love, they need to hear out loud what the other person is thinking. You need words of affirmation if you find yourself constantly needing to hear from your loved ones to get assurance from them. People who want words of affirmation might also fish for compliments, because this is the way they feel most loved. Typically, people who have one main language and one secondary language. It is important to know these so you can ask for what you need, and so you can show your partners, friends, colleagues, appreciation in the way they like to receive it.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.